This street is about a mile long. It's full of stores. And this is one of the best known street markets in the UK.
这条街就是伦敦的 Portobello Market, 真正的 street market, 市场。
This is BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Helen. Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是刘佳。在今天的 BBC Learning English 节目里，我们要给大家好好介绍一下伦敦市中心最有名的二手货市场 Portobello Market 波多贝路市场。
What does Portobello Market mean to people? Here's what one of them had to say.
Portobello Road Market is a very lively, very vibrant, quite raw, quite overpriced.Very multicultural, very ethnic, long winding road where you can buy anything, providing it's old and second hand.
这位先生可真是说到点上了，他用了很多个非常来形容波多贝路市场的特点，非常热闹，充满了生气，
very lively,
有着动感，
very vibrant,
而且比较原始， quite raw,多元文化
，multicultural，
民族色彩
，ethnic。
不过，他也觉得波多贝路市场上的东西价格过高
，overpriced。
最重要的特点是你在这儿什么东西都能买到
，you can buy anything，
只要是二手的旧货。
That's right. This is a market for old and second-hand goods.
Portobello Road Market is a very lively, very vibrant, quite raw, quite overpriced, very multicultural, very ethnic, long winding road where you can buy anything, providing it's old and second hand.
You are listening to BBC Learning English, bite-sized English on the go.
The market has lots of stores selling all kinds of things.
Store 就是小摊儿，这些小摊儿虽然地方不大，只有几平米，可是也都挂满了各种各样稀奇古怪的东西。
Now Jonathan has an antique map store in the Portobello Market. So what sort of unique, interesting things can you find at the market? Jonathan gave us some ideas.
Well, as I said, anything and everything. I mean, there are some stalls and there are some shops which are very expensive and they have wonderful furniture or paintings or pieces of pottery or porcelain.
这里有些小店是古董专家开的，所以价格不便宜。像家具
furniture,
画
paintings,
陶瓷
pottery and porcelain
都有不少的选择。
And then there will be a stall that will be selling what we would call, in this country, bric-a-brac. And that can be anything from a little cup to a tin to a glass to an old game to a toy, you name it. And that is the great thing about going to Portobello Road, is that you're never sure what you're going to find.
Jonathan 也提到很多小摊卖的是二手杂货，英语里有个特别的名字。
It's called bric-a-brac. Bric-a-brac.
这类的东西一般都比较小，像杯子、小盒子、纪念品，还有玩具之类的。
Bric-a-brac, you are never sure what you are going to find.
逛 Portobello Market 的乐趣就是你永远都不知道下一秒会发现什么新鲜的东西。
It's full of surprises and for a few pounds you'll come away with a lovely memento of London, and something probably that's almost unique.
大家都说伦敦消费高，可是你到了 Portobello, 没准花几磅钱就能买到好东西。
That's right, for a few pounds, you could have something wonderful to remind you of London.
而且是独一无二的纪念品。
A unique memento.
这才是最有意思的。
A couple of other things about Portobello Market. Firstly, the main market is only open on Saturdays.
这个二手市场只有星期六才开，平时就只有少数的商店才开门。
And secondly, don't be afraid to haggle.
Haggle 就是讨价还价，只有在这种地方才有机会和卖东西的人砍价。可千万别砍得太狠了。
Well, I hope you now know more about the famous second-hand market in London. So until next time, it's goodbye from both of us at BBC Learning English.
Bye.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.